Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello from the studio in Nitro, West Virginia. This is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt. This was the 16th game for WVU this season. It was against the Texas Longhorns, and wins feel nice. Wins feel really nice, way better than losses. Wouldn't you agree? West Virginia's first win of the calendar year, West Virginia's first Big 12 win, West Virginia's first win this season over a ranked team. This win puts West Virginia tied for seventh in the Big 12 standings. So this is a top half Big 12 team. I'm fudging the numbers there. That's true. They're tied for seventh. There are seven teams tied for seventh at 1-2. Oklahoma State gets the crown for 0-3 last place right now. So take a picture. West Virginia not in last place in the conference. And you just got to appreciate wins. When they come, however they come, maybe West Virginia in the future will be in a situation where you can have wins, like just be swimming in wins, and maybe not appreciate them as much as you should. This season is not that. It's West Virginia's sixth win of the season, and I didn't think they were going to get it. Said into this microphone, West Virginia was not going to win this game after a deeply dark, depressing loss for me watching it against Kansas State. Happy to be wrong on that. West Virginia beats the Texas Longhorns in Morgantown, 76-73. Coliseum sounded great, sounded way better. It's a Saturday. It's an evening game, but sounded way better than than the Kansas State game during the week, where still heard some individual voices, not as crazy as the Kansas State game. And I was wrong about saying West Virginia was not going to win this. It had the makings of a loss, right? Second straight game, West Virginia's up two at the half. Second straight game, West Virginia gives up the lead early in the second half. Did the offense look great? I wouldn't describe it as great. They had 16 turnovers, a bunch of those in the first half. Missed 14 free throws. Like if you're, let's say you're a pessimistic person watching a 5-10 WVU team and you're watching how that game's going, you do have your how do they lose this one bingo card out, and had plenty of marks on the bingo card as described. And yet they won this game. So how did they do it? Well, first of all, defensively, that looked better. And Eilert talked about some tweaks to what they were doing, made references to sagging, not hedging those screens, and being out on the island and playing 4-on-3. Didn't see a lot of that tonight. I don't know how many times Texas put West Virginia in that position. Regardless, didn't look bad. It definitely looked the best. Whatever tweaks they did against this Texas team, it's the best the defense has looked in quite a while. And that's a performance where West Virginia gave up 70-plus, which is better than 80-plus. But it's not like they were world beaters on defense, but they had 22 turnovers, Texas did. That's a big difference. And a lot of those were around the paint when Texas was driving post-ups. Seth Wilson, 2 steals in his limited time playing. Seth Wilson, 7 Mountaineers had a steal, including starter Kobe Johnson. Shout out to Coach Eilert. When you're 5-10, it's more maddening if you don't try to switch things up. Things are obviously not going your way. Made a change in the last game, adding Pat Sumnick and Josiah Harris to the starting lineup. Kept those guys in the starting lineup this time. Took Noah to the bench. Started Kobe. Just not content with beating your head against the wall. So shout out to Eilert for making changes. I thought starter Kobe Johnson was a big reason West Virginia won this game. And definitely you can see a difference defensively with Kobe Johnson's minutes. West Virginia's rebounding effort, way better. They were minus 25 rebounding in their first Big 12 games, in their first two Big 12 games. West Virginia won the rebounding battle tonight, plus 1. And shout out to Noah Faircon. He's the smallest guy on the floor for WVU. He's 6'1", 170. But he can get off the ground. And that plus a willingness to get to the boards, he led the Mountaineers. 6'1 Noah Faircon, struggling on offense. His contribution tonight, getting boards. 7 rebounds for Noah. And that was a big deal. I mean, is it great to have your 6'1 guard, your 6'1 170 guard leading your team in rebounds? Probably not, but it's a testament to, like, just go get it. A lot of rebounding is strength, and a lot of rebounding is positioning, but also a lot of it is effort. And I just thought West Virginia made a team effort to get rebounds. Noah's the great example, and that helped get West Virginia the win. So defense was better, rebounding was better. And then the offense, you know, they broke 70, which feels like a rare bird this season. But they did it by being aggressive and trying to get to the basket and getting rewarded with foul calls. You know, some of that was a favorable whistle. I mean, look at the box score and see how many fouls West Virginia had and how many Texas had. But it's a testament to West Virginia making a conscious effort. We're not settling for jump shots. We're trying to get to the basket. They shot 41 free throws. Dylan Dessou fouled out. Brock Cunningham, he fouled out. West Virginia got to the bonus in the second half with plenty of time left. If you're struggling to score points, getting 41 attempts at the free throw line helps the cause drastically. And so, again, some of that's a whistle, and some of that West Virginia forcing the referee's hand and just time after time getting to the basket, which is great. And let's talk about the four guys in double figures, another rare bird for West Virginia. And let's talk about the four guys. Slezinski had 13, definitely his best game in conference play. A lot of that was from the free throw line, but he did make two threes, which doesn't sound like a lot. But in his last five games, Quinn was 3 for 22 from three. So to go 2 for 3 in a game, vastly different. And Quinn was in the game for most of the end of the second half, which also feels rare because it seems like Quinn, especially early on in the season, out like a firecracker, and then you don't hear from him late. So he finished this game. Really important, helping break the press at the end, making foul shots. Best game for Quinn in quite a while. Raekwon had 14, so not dominating, but his first game with 2 assists as a Mountaineer this season, which is great to see. Raekwon has got to figure out how to not get 2 fouls early. I would argue you want Raekwon Battle playing more than what he did tonight. And you can't do that if you've got 2 fouls early. And it feels like every game that Raekwon Battle has played for the Mountaineers, he's dealt with foul trouble. And so how do we not have that happen? Got to figure that one out. But appreciating the win and appreciating Raekwon, he was efficient in the shots he took, but he didn't take a lot because he didn't play a lot. Especially in the first half, because he sat with 2 fouls. Kerr Kriisa, 4 threes, 4 for 8 from three, 14 points, 4 rebounds. Again, Kerr Kriisa, not known for rebounding. All of those rebounds helped. Played the most minutes for the Mountaineers. Better defense out of Kerr Kriisa. Nothing in the game could I point to and say, man, what is he doing? Which is great, because I've had plenty of that. So Kerr with a solid night.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But the guy of the night, and everybody knows that this is the go-to guy for the Mountaineers, Pat Sumnick. What a game. I mean, again, in being wrong into a microphone, saying before the Ohio State game, who do I want? Oh, the Radford game. Who do I want with the ball in their hands late in the game? Not Pat Sumnick. Since then, we've got Pat Sumnick starting games, and he had a career night tonight. 16 points, 6 rebounds. We'll get to more of his actual production. But Pat Sumnick, especially since the team has been struggling here in 2024, how he carries himself on the court is a – not this game, but prior to this, night and day difference compared to other guys on the court. And that stands out, and Eilert has rewarded that. And dude is getting confidence, and you can see it. I mean, 16 points. Baseline drive on Dessou, who's taller than him, got past him, reverse dunk, poster dunk, in the best-looking drive of the night. And then a couple of plays later, on another Longhorn spin move, baseline drive, reverse dunk. So two of those. In the second half, he had a putback dunk. So in the first half, I can't believe what I'm watching. This roster and Pat Sumnick everybody's looking at him and say, hey, man, shot clock's running down. We're giving it to you. You make a play. And he did that more than once. Dribble, 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 getting it into the paint. Contested shots going in. I mean, let's be clear what happened versus Texas for West Virginia's first Big 12 win. Pat Sumnick led in scoring. Noah Farrakhan led in rebounding. Kobe Johnson led the team in assists. And Seth Wilson led the team in steals. All four of those things happened on one night. And West Virginia was able to win by three. I mean, since the guards came back, since Kerr and Noah and Raekwon have been part of the team and been able to get on the court, having one of those four things happen in a game is a long shot. So to have all four of those happen on the same night, that seems like a one-off. Like we're not going to have that recipe again. And yet Max Asmus is out there unconscious and a lot of pacing in the second half. I mean, hand in the face, not hand in the face. That guy had 32, 7 threes. But West Virginia gets this win. And whatever you got to do, if you've got to have that recipe to win, whatever. West Virginia started 0-5 in the Big 12 last season. And this team is not going to do that. Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. There's another podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella. West by Pod, WVU football focused. Joel, Jordan, breaking down the pigskin, the gridiron. They bring Jake Lance on to do the season in review. All the highlights of the 9-win Mayo Bowl West Virginia University Mountaineer football team. Check that out wherever you listen to podcasts. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read the stuff. Go to the Discord. Talk with WVU fans about WVU sports and other things. Do all the stuff. Smokingmusket.com. Savor every win. And West Virginia needs to savor this win. And then I guess you have to move on. But West Virginia 1-2 in the conference. And their next four games, three of those are going to be on the road. The home game is against the Kansas Jayhawks. So savor this win. And regardless of who you're playing, three of four on the road, just ask Texas. This was their second game on the road. They lose that one. And West Virginia, road game, home game against Kansas, and two road games. So this will be an interesting stretch. Let's see how West Virginia fares on the road. The next game for WVU, this road game, Wednesday, 8 p.m., Norman, Oklahoma, ESPN+. West Virginia plays the Oklahoma Sooners. Now, Oklahoma tied for West Virginia in the Big 12 standings at 1-2. They've played three Big 12 games. The last two have been on the road, both of those losses to TCU and Kansas, respectively. Oklahoma was winning that game in Lawrence, Kansas, and then the second half happened. Oklahoma's playing five transfer portal guys, including a familiar name from a little school up north. So John Hughley, he's a big, tall dude, and he's playing for Oklahoma now. And Moser, the head coach at Oklahoma, after two mid-seasons, is that how the kids say it? This team is going to be ranked. I believe they'll be in top 15. They are getting better, and there's no twins on this team. And Coach Moser's calling card, guess what? Defense. Oklahoma's held their opponents to 27% shooting from three. That's elite defense, and they're all around good at defense. But the three-point defense has been stellar. This is a really good rebounding team. Lots of length, even at the guard position. Hughley is 6'10". They got a couple other 6'10 guys roaming around. Oklahoma beat Monmouth this season, which is different than what West Virginia's result was. And West Virginia, for whatever reason, has a very difficult time winning in Norman, Oklahoma. The last time West Virginia beat Oklahoma was when Lamont West made five threes there in 2018. And despite Trey Young going off, Javon Carter and them boys went to Norman and won. That's the last time. So, bit of a drought. And, you know, Coach Eilert, how do you duplicate the environment at the Noble Center in Oklahoma? I mean, you know, I'm sure he's going to try to do that by playing some white noise during practice. Oklahoma, for a long time, has been good at basketball. Lon Kruger, long successful run, took Oklahoma to the Final Four. And yet you watch Oklahoma play in Norman, and they do not care. Not a new take on this podcast. It's just, I keep talking about it every year because it's so strange. If West Virginia had Oklahoma's results, or even like tonight, 11,000 plus in the Coliseum for a 5-10 team, and the crowd made a difference in this game, and you could hear them. Oklahoma, in really good seasons, they don't care. I mean, the flip side, they've turned this into a positive. The Noble Center, if you have the call map, do a search for Noble Center. It is one of the top sounds on the call map to play at night for sleeping, for just, you know, it's the call map. The name is in the title of the app. And so maybe they get some NIL money. I don't know how that works from that. It's just bizarre. And yet West Virginia has a hard time coming back from Norman with wins. And I said West Virginia was going to lose to Texas, and I was wrong. Let me state on this microphone this time, West Virginia is going to go to Oklahoma, who's lost two in a row and are coming back home to the quiet confines of the Noble Center, and Oklahoma is going to win this game. They're going to be double-digit favorite, and I think they're going to take care of business. And West Virginia is not going to win, and that's okay, because they don't get wins in Norman. It's just how it works. And I'm not going to be wrong this time. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms, or just pick one: Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Overcast Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. WVU for the 2023-2024 season, they have 6 wins and they have 10 losses.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.